gonna dance for you. Like nobody's watching, nobody's watching. Dance for you, my Lord. I'm gonna sing for you. Like nobody's listening, nobody's listening. For you, my love,
I'm gonna dance for you.
Nobody's listening.
Nobody's listening.
My
Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and say, nothing's going to hinder me. Nothing's going to silence me. Come on, tell somebody, I'm going to be a witness. I've got a testimony. I've got a praise. I've got a word. I've got to say it, my God. Come on, does anybody have a praise shut up inside you? Hey! Almighty God, oh, worthy God, yes, yes. A lot of what we're doing in a service like this is drinking deep from the fountain. We're drinking deep from a river of living water. The preacher told us this morning if we stayed hydrated, that it would touch every part of our life and our experience. And I want God in everything that I'm doing. And I don't want any dry areas. And I don't want any barren places. I want the water of the Holy Ghost sloshing around in everything that I do. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord, Brother Palantir. We appreciate you tonight. We appreciate the word. We appreciate you being with us. As he comes tonight, I want you to just extend your hand toward him. And I want you to just pray God's blessing and God's strength on his life tonight. Hallelujah.
You do what you want to do. You do what the Holy Ghost.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Oh, let's love Jesus for just one moment. Once again, let's lift our hands. Oh, glory to God. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. What a great God. What a great God. Praise God. God bless you. Maybe sit for just a moment. You know, it just dawned on me a moment ago as I was worshiping with all of you that actually you have a permanent altar call. That's what it is. You have a whole... an all-service altar call. There's always something happening. You don't have to wait for the end of the sermon to just pray and pray through and receive something. You just do it all along. And I like that. I like that. You're already hot enough. You don't have to warm up now. You're already where you need to be. Praise God. Bishop is absolutely right. There is a perfect momentum that this church is experiencing. I feel it all over. And these are the kind of environments, the kind of atmosphere where God can just jump in and do something. This is the kind of environment that is so saturated with faith that all you got to do is just lay your hands on somebody's forehead and just let it happen. This is the kind of atmosphere where you can speak things into somebody's life even if Jesus didn't tell you. Oh, this is such a thickness of the Holy Ghost that you can speak words and heaven will back you up for it. Sometimes, just like the prophet, God never told him anything, but he spoke the word and whole heaven backed him up and said, I never told him that I will shut up the heavens for 3 years, but if he believes it, I'll do it. Sometimes you just gotta speak the word and just wait on heaven to back you up. I rebuke every cancer. I pray over every disease. I pray for a breakthrough in the Holy Ghost. Sometimes you just speak a word of faith and just wait on heaven to back you up. Oh, I take dominion over every force that oppose this revival. But I doubt there is any force that's capable of stopping what's going on here. I doubt there is any devil in the area that is willing to risk. Oh, glory. Jesus said it so well. Oh, he said it so well. He said the gates of hell itself shall not prevail against the church. I have founded you on this rock and that you are not going anywhere. Woo, glory to God. My. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. My. I gotta be careful here. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I tell you what you ought to do right now. You speak whatsoever you need God to do for you. Right now, speak it. Pray against anything that's coming against you. Claim anything that you want to God to take care of. Pray over that spirit that is afflicting you. Pray over that disease that is hurting you. Pray over that cancer that is killing you. Do it right now in the name of Jesus. God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Just entertain what you feel in the Holy Ghost right now. I don't have to preach. I don't have to sermonize. I just want a genuine move of God. Let the Holy Ghost lead you. Let the Holy Ghost do something right now in your life. Whatever is whispering into your ears, do it in the name of Jesus. If you feel like laying hands on somebody, if you feel like speaking a word of faith into somebody's life, do it right now. Don't be intimidated by anybody and anything. Let that Holy Ghost that is inside of you lead you. Oh, greater is He that is in me than the one that is in the world. Just speak it as it comes forth. Oh, I feel a divine acceleration. I feel a divine acceleration. I feel a divine acceleration for this church. What you've been praying for a long time, it's about to happen. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. If you've been praying for the Holy Ghost for a long time, this is the night. If you've been praying for your recovery, this is the night. Oh, I feel a flow of faith. I feel a flow from heaven. Oh, God can do right now in the next few moments more than you ever thought possible could ever been done. Oh, I feel like some diseases are leaving you right now. I feel like some afflictions are departing right now. I feel it in the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody's taking over. Somebody's taking over. Oh, I feel the power of dominion. I feel the power of dominion. Speak with dominion words. Speak with authoritative words. Oh, shakara namo momo yo satara bahai. I command you. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Come on, I feel an anointing flowing in this place. I feel Jesus walking in our midst. Oh, halabokoro namo sha. Ooh, come on, the Lord is doing a work in this house. I think He's asking me to stay out of the way and let Him do what needs to be done. Oh, I think He's asking me, I'm gonna take care of some stuff you can't. I'm going to heal somebody you can't. I'm going to speak to somebody you can't. Oh, shakara na mama yola bosaya. Come on, don't let this moment go by. Just embrace it. Just believe it. Just take it. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, this spirit has been here since this morning. It was here all the time, even before we showed up. Oh, Jesus is waiting on somebody. Oh, Jesus is waiting on somebody. What do you want me to do for you? Just speak it tonight. Speak it tonight. Don't let nobody who is around you confuse you. Don't let nobody that is around you dictate what God can do. You're not at the pool of Bethesda. What do you want me to do for you tonight? Oh, I feel heaven on earth. I feel heaven. Woo. Alla bokorna momo shaya da bahayas. Amakara mama yosata. If you're visiting tonight, please forgive us. But if you're here tonight, just let the Lord touch you, move on you. Oh, hallelujah. We don't have to follow any program. We don't have to follow any indication. Oh, how to do it. Let just Jesus do it tonight. Let Jesus do it tonight. Oh, my God, I feel it. I feel something deep from our hearts moving upward. I feel something deep from our souls moving upward. Oh, something is coming. Something is coming. Something is coming. Something is coming. Woo, I feel revival breaking through. I see souls being filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, shakarona mayosa. I see backsliders coming home. I see cold-hearted Christian getting back in the fight. Oh, shakarama mayola. Come on, let's just follow this Holy Ghost flow. This is the time to pray through. This is the time to break through. Oh, this is the time to step a little higher. This is the time to take your Christian walk a little deeper. Come on, don't be in a hurry. Oh, take your Christian walk a little deeper with Jesus. Oh, walk a little deeper. Walk on those waters that have bothered you. Walk on those waters that wants to swallow you. Walk on those waters that wants to drown you. Oh, shakara mama yola mahaya. Come on, come on. Something is being formed in this house right now. Something is being formed, formed. There's a word being formed right now as we pray. Come on, somebody's making some decisions right now. Right now, right now, right now. Ha ya kora bosa. Come on, I see tears flowing. Oh, make up your mind and serve the Lord. This is the time. This is the hour. Woo! Shakoromo mo yoseya. Your lost husband is coming. Your lost husband is coming. Oh, your children are coming. Hala bokorono mo shayaraba. Come on, drink. Come on, drink. Come on, drink. not just a cup, drink from the fountain, drink. Ha ha. La bokoro moshe na mahaya. La bokoro mahaya. La bosenda la mahaya. La bokoro moshe. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Halaboko sayana mahaya. Halaboko ramamo sheyara basaya la baha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name. Praise the name. Praise the name. Praise the name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Halaboko ramashaya. Oh, let's receive this word. Let's receive this word. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Alamakoromo Shaya Namahaya. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Musician, come back. I do believe that God wants to take this church, and I don't say this lightly, to a new dimension of operation. And it's not every day that you run into a church where some dynamics, spiritual dynamics, are so ideal and optimal for God to do a work. And how I say this because I feel it in the Holy Ghost, but there is a new operation of doing and moving in the Holy Ghost that God wants to change, and He wants to do it with the church that is willing to break away from tradition and from fear. I've asked the Lord, Lord, I'm so tired. I've been in the ministry 30 years. I'm so tired to go through the same lines in a way, you know, kind of expecting the same results. But would you grant me the mercy, the grace to see that apostolic movement that is apostolic, that is Bible based, where I'm preaching, I can just watch sinners compelled and forced to give their life to God because they feel pressed under the power of the Holy Ghost. Listen, this is the way it used to be. That's the Bible way. When sinners will hold on to pillars and will be afraid because the intensity of the anointing was so thick, so powerful, that they lived what the preacher was preaching, and they will repent and sob and make and give their life to God. I've been in places where while preaching, I mean, sinners will step out and come to an altar and pray and receive the Holy Ghost. You didn't have to lay any hand. You didn't have to solicit any invitation. Just moved by the Holy Ghost. There is nothing like it. I'm telling you, there is nothing like it. To watch herds of people come into an altar uninvited, unsolicited, just moved and pushed and driven by the power of the Holy Ghost, just like it was in the old days, where the prophetic word is spoken and the house is filled, saturated with the presence of God, so much so that there is no room to look around and play games and pass notes. There's only time to praise Him and feel the compelling power of God upon our lives. The kind of power that makes you go home and make you fix everything. The kind of power that makes you want to stay a little longer and linger in the Holy Ghost and doesn't rush you out. And the kind of power that makes you walk home and tell your friends, I'm not going out tonight. I got to go home and think about what I've heard. And, woo, Jesus. And I do believe that God is setting this church up for a time such as this. I'm telling you, I feel this prophetic spirit on me since I've been here. It is here. I'm telling you, Pastor Sutton, he'll be preaching, and halfway into his preaching, sinners will come and repent and cry and give their life to God. Backsliders will move out of their seat. I'm telling you, it is here. We'll see a new season in God, and it's not easy because, you see, it's never been done in this fashion, or better, has been forgotten. We've forgotten the way it used to be, and the kind of move of God that were powerful and fake that makes us really do what God asks us to do. And I'm telling you, I know we're gonna have to face some adversity and some judgment and some quick criticism, but. Pay no attention. pay attention to what God does, and remain sensitive to the move of the Holy Ghost. I don't think your pastor and you came to the city to stand in line and wait for your turn. The house is busy. Jesus is busy with many things, but I know four men who climb a ladder and break through a roof and did things that had never been done before, and dared to challenge the social status and dared to challenge the way it always was, and because they were desperate to see a crippled world being healed. They were desperate to see Jesus. I don't have time. I'm telling you, we're running out of time. We don't have time for somebody to tell us how to do it. We're just going to have to follow the Holy Ghost. I don't have time to go to another seminar. I don't have time to go back to school and learn things. I gotta let the Holy Ghost lead me. Woo, Glory to God. I do believe God wants to take us into a new season. Oh, Moses talked to the people of God and said, and now, boys and girls, we've come a long way. He said, we left Egypt, and you have struggled all the way to the borders of Canaan. But then he said these words, great leader, great man. Moses said, the land we're moving in is nothing like the land we came out. What he was saying is, in this land, oh, I love the words, but they're so deep. And he says, see, the land you came for, you had to work to get water to the gardens. He says, you had to remember, you had to work hard. You had to paddle. You had to create channels and to bring waters to the gardens that you had to water. But he said, in the land we're going into, the water will be provided from heaven. See, he was speaking generationally, to where he was telling us there'll be a time when heaven will open up and we won't have to work it anymore. We don't have to try to work revival. We don't have to try to make it happen on our own. Heaven will open up and it will constantly rain. And rain will fall and be poured from heaven down up in here. And God will fill every empty ditch, and God will provide everything that needs to be taken. And God will fill people with the Holy Ghost, a divine move of God that is not provoked by man capacity and ability. This is what I'm really tired. I don't want to create a move of God. I want God to make it happen. I don't want to. Please don't misunderstand me. I believe that the word that was spoken to us by God tonight is in line with what we all feel. I want a God to provoke it. I want a God to make it happen. Genuine, deep, and so compelling, so forcing, so forceful, to where sinners will never walk out of our churches again and say, well, it was cute. Feeling nothing, no conviction, no power. I don't believe that that's the will of God. I believe that when people come under the presence of God, when people come to a church where the divine move of God is orchestrated by heaven, I believe that they have to feel something that will change them forever. You cannot be in the presence of God and walk away thinking, well, that was good. No, there is no way. I want people to walk out and say, my God, I've never felt anything like this. I'm telling you, God is taking us, and I thank you, Pastor, for leading the way. He's taking us on a beautiful journey, and you need to trust your man. You need to trust your shepherd, because sometimes he doesn't know what he's going either. God, just give him a few, and just enough. You know, it's interesting that God never told Moses the process or the progress. He just told him where to go, because if he would have revealed him the hell that he had to go through to take him to Canaan, Moses would have said, you better look for somebody else. And so sometimes God hides the process and the progress, as he wants to take us to the promise. And that's what he wants to do with this church. He's going to empower your pastor, lead you in ways you've never been. And you're going to have to be fluid and learn how to move on the Holy Ghost. And oh, but it's going to take prayer. It's going to take prayer. I have in my Bible, I have a prophecy. It was spoken in Azusa Street, Brother Sutton. There were several prophecies spoken in Azusa Street during the revival in the early 1900s. There's one that is never mentioned, but it's recorded. It's on records. This is what they say. And the prophet spoke the word, and was spoken during that time. And this one, the words that were spoken by God through a man of God. And this what he said. He said, a time will come when my church will praise a God they no longer pray. It's going to take prayer, not just praise. It's going to take communion with God, power with God. We're going to have to go back to our prayer rooms. I know it's uncomfortable, but I'm telling you, we're living a prayerless community of believers. The more I travel, the more I realize pray people don't pray. No, pray, don't pray, don't pray. They praise, but they don't pray. But it's going to cost us something to have revival. We're going to have to go and discover our prayer rooms again and spend a little time with Jesus. I can never get away from the words that Jesus spoke, that are spoken about Jesus during a revival, a crusade that he had with all the crowds and the multitude, and people were healed and people were blessed. And then he was making his way back home, and a few handful of people, a few, the Bible says, went and found Jesus and said, "Jesus, I know the service is over and the lights are off and everybody went back home. But would you linger with us just a little longer?" Just a little longer. Says, "Church has been great, but now, can you stay with me a little longer? Can we walk together just a little longer? It was a good service. I really enjoyed everything. But now I'm driving back home. And can you come home with me just a little longer?" And I can't help but thinking about, and the Bible says that nothing is said about those 2 days that he spent with them. Not a word. Not a word is said. What happened? And the Lord spoke to me and said, "I will do things and I will reveal things to people who wants me just a little longer. That is nobody's business. You will never know what he's able to give you and do for you unless you ask him to stay a little longer." I do believe that God has his hands on this church. What a thrill. What a tremendous time. And I do believe that God wants to take us into a new season of operation. I'm telling you, operation. That's what I like. I'm telling you. That I don't think I have been in churches like this. Not many. Maybe one or two. Maybe. And there is such a revolution of the spirit here. There is such an independence from traditional ways of doing, which is good. It has to free. Tradition can keep us captive of memories. We need to free ourselves and let the flow of the Holy Ghost just move in our midst. But never forget that when the lights are turned off and we all go home, we're going to have to ask Jesus, "Would you stay with me just a little longer?" My God, I feel so much in this house. So there's no telling what the Lord has done today for you, for your future, for your life. Some things we see, some things we don't see. Just because you don't see it yet, don't dismiss them. Because delay is not denial. It just God is working some things around your life. If you're here and you know God has done something for you, he's doing something for you, don't dismiss anything. Don't underestimate it. Would you lift up your hands one more time with me and let's love him as I feel him in this house. Jesus, it's been so great and the presence has been so awesome and our hearts are filled. But now stay with us just a little longer. On our way back home, on our way back to our jobs, on our way back to our daily life, stay with us because we need you. We need your care. We need your hands. We need the whispering of your voice. When the loud music and the loud songs are all gone, and I need to hear the little whispering voice that tells me, "I'm here. I'm here." Woo! God, wherever you are taking us, we will follow you. Whatever you're taking this pastor and this church, we will follow you, God. We just thank you, God. There is a work to do in this world and lost people are dying. Use us, God. Use this church in this city to reach more, to reach deeper, God. And use us as we are. We're not everything we need to be, but use us, Lord. Use us for your glory. Woo, Jesus, I love you. Praise God. My. Praise God. What a beautiful move of the Holy Ghost. Do you feel what I feel? Praise God. Praise God. Go back to your seat. We're I'm done. I'm not going to preach. If you're waiting for me to preach, it's already been done. Ooh, don't you love Jesus? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. What a beautiful God. Turn to your neighbor, just tell him, the Lord has done something for me. What about you? Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to make it to heaven. We're going to go to heaven. We're going to make it. Praise God. Praise God. Brother Sutton, what a pleasure. What a blessing it has been. I feel like the Lord has done a work tonight. I don't have to add anything to it. But what a precious, precious atmosphere. And I'm going to turn this over to him in a second. But I'll sing a song before we go. And I want to sing about heaven tonight. You want to go to heaven? You want to make it to heaven? I got to make it somehow, some way. I told my wife, if I see you taking off, I'm going to hang on to your skirt. It's going to happen. Because she's going to make it to heaven. You know, sometimes I doubt it, but I know she will make it to heaven. Praise God. We're going to make heaven our home. Praise God. I'm going to use that.
This world is passing by, and the things within soon shall be no more. All the treasures you have gathered, and the things you love the most, oh, soon shall be. Success and the things you love the most soon shall be no more. In a twinkling of an eye, we're gonna reach the eastern sky, and then heaven, heaven, heaven is my home. Friends goes heaven. world goes heaven, heaven, heaven is my home. Oh, heaven is my home. And then heaven, heaven is my home. Say goodbye to this world. Say goodbye to your friends. Goes heaven, heaven is my home. Oh, heaven, oh, heaven, heaven is my home.
Let's love the Lord. Would you do that? Praise God. Brother Sutton, is all yours. Praise God. And then heaven is my home. Sing it now.
Let's give God a little high praise and bless his name. Give somebody high five and say, heaven is my home. Okay, now we have received an invitation and a directive in the spirit tonight.
Yes.
And without response, it doesn't mean anything. The church is open on Monday nights at 7 for prayer, and it's open on Tuesday night at 7 for prayer. Why don't you just scramble your schedule and come and let's put in some extra prayer this week. We're going to have prayer to start the service on Wednesday night. So let's prepare the ground. We're moving. God's calling. Let's go ahead and just begin to press into this. We've got a directive and a word. Do you believe that God is calling us to another dimension? It doesn't mean a thing if you don't walk up and down in it. And that just simply means take possession of it. The most effective thing we can do in any case is prayer. So, and I know for some of you it's not going to be possible, but let's just change our schedule a little bit this week. And let's see if we can't get a group here and really sigh and cry and call out upon God. All right? Praise God. God bless you. Love and bless one another. Brother Platania, we love you. We appreciate you. We want you to come back and preach in this house again.